listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Wow, there are energy swirling in the studio. We're feeling good. We're feeling light. We're feeling bright. And we're feeling tight. Wow, what a beautiful day. I'm so blessed to be sharing this with all of you. Thank you for tuning in. This is LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. If you guys aren't digging it, then you are wigging it. I'm just messing around. What I'm saying is, wow, we got a lot to talk about. We have a lot of important things to talk about. We have a lot of very fundamental things to talk about today. As you know, we always talk about important things on the show. We talk about how you as a person can improve, right? The things that hold you back from being who you fully want to be or who you truly are. Any way you want to look at it, it's all the same. So today, we're going to be talking about a brand new concept, something that has not been brought to the forefront of Dave's Good Vibration Station. We are always talking about how to attract the things you want. For example, we always talk about law of attraction, right? We always talk about, your energy, the things that you do. For example, when we're driving and someone cuts you off, your first thing is to flip them off, right? We always talk about that kind of stuff, but it's great. It's great that we have an understanding for the things that we do, why we do them, our impulses. Also, our impulses have a lot to do with what we create in our reality. So, we all know that. Today we're going to be talking about something called the vortex. And what is the vortex? Well, the vortex is when, now the vortex is a real thing. The vortex is alive. The vortex is in existence on a non-physical realm, right? So the idea of the vortex is that when you are in your passion, when you are in your excitement, when you are in your joy, in other words, saying when you are in the moment, you put yourself in what Abraham Hicks calls The Vortex. I recently have been listening to quite a bit of Abraham. This is where a lot of the inspiration is coming from. So thank you, Abraham Hicks. Namaste. You guys definitely want to check out a phenomenal channeler with some unbelievable. It's so unbelievable that it's so believable information. Definitely check out Abraham Hicks. That's A-B-A-R-H-A-M. New word, Hicks. H-I-C-K-S. Channeled by Esther. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Really, really, really wonderful being. What Abraham talks about is this vortex, right? And when I first heard it, I didn't really understand the concept. And then it was explained. And then I got a whole new outlook on my world, my reality, who I am in my reality, and how my thoughts are in total conjunction with everything I am experiencing, right? Now, it is the law of attraction, but it's approaching it from a different manner. We're not saying, you know, what you think is what you get. Well, that is true. That is what we're saying. But that's you know, that's very like the secret, like the law of attraction. You know, that's very, very basic in that sense, right? Definitely not a basic idea of the universe. But what I'm saying is it is a basic idea of the universe. You know, you get what you get. You think, you know, law of attraction, thoughts are things, right? They vibrate, you vibrate, it's magnetic. It's like magnetism, right? But this vortex that we're talking to you about today has to do with actually feeling your ability to create. There's a difference between knowing it, right? And saying, okay, this is the law of attraction. I'm going to think a good thought. I'm going to set a good intention. I'm going to believe that I deserve it. I'm going to allow it into my life. I'm going to accept it. And there it is, right? It's kind of like that. You use the same steps, but the vortex is feeling it, right? So it takes you one step deeper into understanding your ability to create your own world. Let me give you an example of the vortex, what it feels like to be in the vortex. Now, before you ever knew what the vortex was, you don't know what it feels like to be in the vortex. You know the sensations that you get when you're in the moment. You know the sensations you get when you're in your joy, when you're in your passion. But you don't actually think to yourself, oh, wow, now I'm actually shifted in the vortex. My consciousness, my vibration of consciousness is actually in a different space and time. I have shifted in a different space and time. Because that's what vibration is. Every thought you think, every movement you make is another spot, is another moment, is another force in space and time. That's physics. So, the vortex is a feeling. It's a knowingness. It's a beingness. It's like you can almost test yourself. So go on throughout your day, right? Do this today as you're listening to the show. You're listening, you're thinking about thoughts. Oh, what do I have to do after the vibration station? What do I have to do tomorrow? What do I have to do this week? Is there something I have to get done by Friday? Ooh, I only have a week to do it. Oh, I got to put gas in my car. Ooh, I got to take my car to the oil to get an oil change. I got to get new tires. That costs money. I don't have money. All these thoughts, these bam, 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 these. And the thing is, we don't notice, but we are constantly thinking these thoughts. Constantly. Constantly. It's always, what do we have to do? It's never, what do I want to do for oneself right now in this moment? I'm going to block everything else out. I don't care if my boss, you know, wants me to get a project done by Friday. That's okay. I'll do it. But right now, all that matters is this moment. Right now, all that matters is me breathing in and out. All that matters is me appreciating the grass that I'm sitting on, understanding that I am connected to this grass, and this grass is connected to this infinite force of beingness, of knowingness, right? It's a whole new perspective. It's a whole new vibration. So all of a sudden, we shift our heads from, what am I doing? 100 miles an hour. Now, do you feel good? Ask yourself, do you feel like you're in your full excitement, like you're in your full joy when you are thinking about, you know, putting gas in your car, spending money that you don't have, having to do things at work, having to attend to people you don't want to attend to just because you don't want to make them feel bad, or, you know, they forced you into doing something you don't want to do, right? Thinking about all these things, all the, oh, the needs, oh, I need to have this, oh, I want, oh, I really want this, but I can't have that. That costs more money than I have. Okay, so you get the idea. Do you enjoy those thoughts, or do you enjoy, you know what? Nothing else matters. I'm in the moment. This is bliss mode. Right? When's, how often, how many times a week, I want to say, when's the last time that you were walking by a bush, or you were walking by a forest or a tree, even one tree doesn't need to be a forest, and you, for a moment, like, looked at that tree or that bush? And I know that this is going to sound like, you know, super hippie shit. Excuse me. Super hippie, right? I get it. But here's the thing. It's like, it's so true. It's so real. So check it out. Have you ever taken a moment out and just looked at a tree, right? You're like, wow, this kid is straight out of the 70s. I'm like, no. Seriously, though, put the preconceived notion of the hippie, put that aside for a moment. And just when you think of a tree hugger, don't think of tie-dye and don't think of dreadlocks. Think of tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Think of you're alive. Think of you're experiencing a whole new perspective that's been in front of you this entire time that you've just been so conditioned to walk past. That's what I'm talking about. Think of all the infinite possibilities that lie within this tree. Think of how many ants have crawled. Think of how many ants are crawling. Think of how many colonies of ants, of bugs, of lizards, of birds have nested, have lived in this tree. Think of how long the tree's been there. Thousands of years. Think of how much this tree has seen. And you walk by it and you don't even think. It doesn't even cross your mind once. History. So much information. So much knowledge. So much wisdom. Right? It's in front of us. Always. 24/7. So this is being in the vortex. This feeling of knowingness, of beingness, of oneness, of wholeness, of happiness. You're in the moment. So let's take this one step further, right? So you understand that you prefer to be in a state of mind, to be perceiving a perspective that is one of a calmer state of mind, one of a more peaceful vibration, if you will, right? We've established that. We know the difference. Now it's taking it one step further. So you're in your car, you're thinking about all these things, blah, blah, or you're at your house, blah, blah, blah. Okay, stop. I'm gonna shift myself in the vortex. What's the vortex? Now, being in the moment, being in my happiness, my joy, my true excitement. Nothing else serves me but my joy and my happiness, my laughter and my excitement. Nothing else serves me but my appreciation and total gratitude for everything that I have created in my reality. Nothing else outside of that serves me. And if a thought pops in, that is out of alignment, that's okay. Abraham talks about this. Abraham says, you know, when a thought pops in, when it's out of alignment, it's like a flame from a fireplace, or not a flame, I'm sorry, an ember from a fireplace. So you have a beautiful brand new cashmere sweater. It's Christmas time, you're sitting by the fireplace. All of a sudden this ember, floats off from the wooden logs and gently places itself on your cashmere sweater sleeve. You flick it off real quick. Oh, flick it off real quick. No damage. No damage done. Literally nothing. You just wipe it off. There's a little black ash. You wipe it off. It's all gone. Right? But when that ember sits and it stays on that cashmere sweater, it will burn a hole that is very difficult to repair. That's the exact same idea with these thoughts. When we are in the middle of shifting into the vortex, walking into the vortex, I want to say thinking our way into the vortex, being our way into the vortex, vibrating our way into the vortex. I understand that there can be these thoughts that slip in. Ooh, that's not me. Oh, wipe it off. Brush it off. It's okay. Just wipe off the ash. It's when you let it burn. It's when you let the ember sit. That's when you are doing self-destructive thinking. That's when your molecular structure of your body actually starts to change. That's when your atoms change, your molecules change, your emotions change, your thoughts change, your body changes, you change. You are no longer the same person that you were when you are in your happiness. Now, I'm not saying that we have to be in the vortex 24/7 hours a day, 7 days a week. No. Being in the vortex is where you accelerate the creation of your reality. Being in the vortex is where you accelerate the creation of your now. Being in the vortex is where you celebrate yourself, where you celebrate the reality that you are responsible for creating. The vortex is where you go to see the beauty in everything, to see and understand why everything has its purpose. The vortex is where you can go in and create your reality, create the things that you want, put the thoughts, feed the thoughts that you want to feed into your reality. Each and every thought that you think, especially when you're in the vortex, because when you're in the vortex, here's a side note, when you're in the vortex, your thoughts are in perfect alignment with your universe. Your thoughts are in perfect creation with your reality. That's why when you're in the vortex, things manifest super fast. Things manifest instantaneously. 5, 10 minutes. Could be a day. Could be a week. But it's all about when you allow it. Technically speaking, if we weren't physical, if we didn't dive deep down into the physical extensions of physical reality, if we were still our energetic beings, our etheric beings, which we are, we're only like 2% physical, 3% physical. Everything else, this is science too. There's like, we're like pretty much hollow. Everything that we touch is essentially hollow, is essentially just a bunch of molecules vibrating together with space in between them. You know, only like 2% of every solid object is actually solid. It's our agreement with the objects in our reality that allow us to believe and perceive everything as a solid. If we actually, you know, were to go on a energetic level, on a fundamental electromagnetic level, like what is allowing this keyboard in front of me to exist? What is allowing this microphone that I'm speaking into to hold its shape and sustain its existence? What's allowing me to hold my shape and sustain my existence, right? Well, what's allowing you to hold your shape is your physical anatomy. What's allowing you to sustain your existence is your electromagnetic charge, your electromagnetic source, force that is infinite in nature. So, just having that said, if we were energetic beings, right, not in this physical realm, every thought that we would think, bam, would instantaneously manifest energetically, right? It would draw. We would magnetically whoop, vibrate to it. We would be, it is magnetic. It literally, ladies and gentlemen, folks, a thought is literally a magnet. Like as much as your hematite stones are magnets, You know, the naturally occurring magnetic stone, a hematite. Even take, you know, your magnetic bracelet. Your bracelet that's, you know, holds itself together by magnets or has magnets on it and is meant for, you know, biomagnetic therapy. Whatever. Any magnet that has a north polarity and a south polarity. It has poles. That is your thoughts. Your thoughts pull another reality to whatever is magnetizing to what you're thinking. So back to understanding your place in the vortex, taking it one step further. When you're in the vortex, you're in your knowingness, you're in your now. You're in your joy. That's when you take cognitive action. And what I mean by that is that's when you place. Now, when I say place, I literally mean place. In your mind, you are placing what you want, what you deserve in your reality. When you're in the vortex, you are in your ultimate state of manifestation and creation. When you are in your vortex, you have the ability to create anything, anywhere, anytime, right? Now, I know that that's, it sounds a little far-fetched with any place, anywhere, anytime, but it's absolutely true, right? Whatever you are thinking, you will create, you will vibrate to. So then you say to me, well, Dave, I've been thinking about getting this new job for years. I've been thinking about my new career for years. It still hasn't come. Right. Well, what are you thinking about your career? What is the content of the thoughts that you are thinking? What are the vibrations that you are magnetically vibrating to? That you are magnetically attracting, should I say? So understand that also, it's how you think about the things that you want and you desire. So you think, oh, I really want this new job. I really want this new job. But yourself, your inner doubt says, well, I don't deserve that. You ain't gonna get it. It's clashing. Creation doesn't have clash. Universe doesn't have a manifestation of a clashing reality. It doesn't. The universe, this is something that that I wrote down for Abraham. I think it's phenomenal when you think about this. Okay. The universe knows what I want. It's all queued up. It's just a matter of right timing. Also, the universe knows better than I do about the details unfolding for me. Do you understand? The universe is looking to give you everything you ask for in a way of least resistance. The universe, listen, the universe, creation, is looking to give you everything you ask for, but in the way of least possible resistance. It's you who's creating this resistance. You don't get what you want. You're like, oh, that's God's way of telling me. No, that's your way of telling you. Oh, guess God doesn't want me to be liked. God doesn't want me to have this car. God doesn't want me to have this job. You know, so many people blame things on God. God doesn't want me to. I guess that's God's way of telling me. Sure, call it what you want. You're God, so yeah. Are you? Yeah, that is your inner God, your inner being, your inner creation, your inner universe's way of, you know, giving you an exact replica of what you thought. This is creation's way of, yes, showing you that, yep, that's exactly a reflection of what you're thinking. And it's so funny because we're so blind to understanding that when something does manifest and when something does create, in our reality that we say we don't want? We're like, well, I didn't ask for that. Well, you kind of did. Because, number one, it wouldn't be there if you didn't, okay? But to prove to you that it wouldn't be there if you didn't, nothing in your life will ever manifest that has a positive intention if you're thinking negative thoughts towards it. For example, see, I told you I wouldn't get that. You know? Well, I wonder why. See, I knew I wasn't going to get that. I knew that wasn't for me. Well, yes, you did. And you're absolutely correct. And that's phenomenal that you have such a keen sense of being able to tell your vibration in regards to your reality. You're absolutely right. You didn't want that. You did ask for that, or vice versa. Right? So that's just what we're trying to get you guys to understand. Is that there's so much more outside of ourselves, outside of our ability to create, our ability to perceive, than what we think on a day-to-day basis. People, we have been so conditioned to just wake up and go to work and live the life and just, you know, live the life to get by, you know, have a family, have kids, put food on the table. It's all great. I love that. I'm not saying that. I mean, that's co-creation. That's, you know, keeping life going. Of course you need to have a family and have kids and blah, blah, but it's the content of life that you're living with your family and kids. Are you in your highest excitement? Are you stoked to go to your, you know, job, if you want to call it a job, or your excitement make money? Are you living that life? Are you joyous? Or are you, I gotta pay the rent? You should be excited about paying the rent. Thank you, creation. Thank you, universe, for blessing me with such an amazing opportunity to where I don't need to worry about money and I can pay my rent without worry. Even if you are worrying, the fact that you keep worrying about your rent is reinforcing your worry for the rent. The fact that you keep saying to yourself, oh, rent again, oh, rent again, oh, rent again, oh, money again, I need to work extra hours, oh, money. The fact that you're thinking these dumbing thoughts, these dumbing down thoughts, these constricting, conflicting with yourself thoughts, yeah, rent is going to be out of your realm of, you know, comfort. Rent will be hard to pay. Rent will be hard to make. If that's the vibration that you're offering constantly, constantly, every time you're reminded of money, every time you're reminded of rent, it's, oh, rent, oh, rent. Change the thought. Take responsibility. Oh, the reason why rent is so hard to pay is because I keep reinforcing the fact that rent is hard to pay, and everybody around me is reinforcing the fact that rent is hard to pay, so rent is hard to pay. The idea is, right, and this is something else that Abraham says, which I think is beautiful, phenomenal. Us humans, right? Us humans are so conditioned. We're so... All we know is to be satisfied once we've seen the result. I'm not happy until I get my new car. I'm not happy until I have enough money to pay rent. I'm not happy until I have enough money to get a boat. I'm not happy until I find that perfect relationship. I'm not happy until, you know, I meet that person. I'm not happy until I find a best friend. I'm not happy until I get that job that I've been asking for 5 years. You're doing it the wrong way. You're approaching it from an opposite perspective. You need to make your happiness unconditional. You cannot make your happiness conditional upon what is in your reality. You cannot make your happiness conditional upon what you have now. Because now is constantly changing. Every moment is changing. Now you have that, now you don't. Now you do, now you don't. Now you have this, now you don't have that. Right? Everything you've ever wanted is already in creation. It's already all lined up for you. It's already in your grid. It's already in your vortex. See, the vortex is swirling. The vortex is swirling. It's in your head, if you can just imagine this, the universe at work, the creation forces, the beautiful, phenomenal, like, there's not even words to explain the love that this creative force has for you, and within you, the love that you have for this creative force within you is unexplainable. It is an emotion, it is feeling, and if you could truly feel the love that creation has for you, your body would go into shock, because you couldn't deal with how much love creation has for you. You wouldn't know how to comprehend this ecstatic level of appreciation, this ecstatic level of love. Universe loves you so much that it will actually give you something that you don't, that it will give you something that you ask for that you think you don't want. Creation loves you so much, it will actually allow you to think that you are not loved. I know it sounds weird, but if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. It is a lesson. It's like that always an eternal, unconditionally loving grandfather that lets you make your own mistakes, grants you anything you want. He says, oh, you wanna try smoking a cigarette? Sure, here's a pack of cigarettes. Smoke them all right now. And then he's the guy that once the kid grows up, he's like, oh, I've never smoked cigarettes. I did once in my life because, my good old grandpa, I wanted to try cigarettes. He gave me a whole pack, told me to smoke them right now. I got sick out of my head, never could smoke another one. Universe is the same way. If you ask for things that your true self doesn't want, that your true self, your highest excitement isn't in alignment with, universe will still give it to you. Here, try it out. Try it out. Try it out. Try it out. Do you like it? Do you like it? Do you like it? Creation loves you so much. And your inner being and outer being loves creation so much. You're in perfect conjunction. So the idea of the vortex is, imagine this swirling, this beautiful swirling, just it's creation at work. It's creation, making actually the realities happen, making these worlds. What's the word I'm looking for? Constructing? No. Blueprint. Like, what is a, thank you, design. You're a designer. You're designing your world, and creation is just putting it together. You're the designer, creation is the foreman, right? So imagine the vortex having everything you've ever wanted, ever desired. It's already in the vortex. It's already swirling in your vortex. And every single moment of every single day, this vortex is just giving you these realities, bam, 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 giving you what you asked for, giving you what you asked for, giving you what you asked for. If you're in perfect alignment with yourself, everything you've ever wanted will be served to you on a silver platter in your reality. Bam! It will all unfold. It will all unfold. And here's the idea, that we have been so conditioned, so used to not thinking this way, to thinking, well, I'm only happy until it comes. No! You need to be happy just for the sake of being happy. Why is your happiness conditional? Wouldn't you say that your happiness is way more valuable than a car that you're waiting for to get? Wouldn't you say that your happiness is way more valuable than the job or a career that you've been waiting to get? Well, you're like, well, my happiness depends on my career. I don't like my job. I'm only happy. No, that's where you go wrong. You're in the same job because you've agreed to not liking it. And you've agreed to, that's it. I'll try to find something else. But this works for now. I hate it, but I'm dealing. No, you're doing it wrong. Thank you, creation, for showing me that I am not ready to accept a new career. Today, I am making the choice. This is what you say. You want a new career? You want a girlfriend? You want a boyfriend? You want to find, you know, whatever that is that you're wanting, needing, desiring, right? Thank you, creation, for showing me that I am clearly not ready for this yet. But right now, I'm changing up my vortex. I'm going to say, I allow for all of these things that I've been asking for. And every time something in my reality comes up to reinforce that it's still not that way, I'm going to think differently about that. And then that in itself, that change of thought in and of itself is what is going to create and bring this new reality, these new opportunities of happiness, these new possibilities for me to exceed what I once was vibrating to. Change your thoughts and your reality will come with it. Your reality doesn't change until your thoughts change, right? Hey guys, I know we've been talking a lot. If you want to, call in. Dave's Vibration Station, 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. If you're just tuning in with us, we are having a wonderful conversation. We're talking about the vortex of creation. Your vortex of creation. Your ability to live the life that you have always wanted to. And how to do that. Guys, if you also want to email me, I always accept your emails. I love your emails. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. I'm going to read off a few key points to you guys. Possibly this will inspire for those who wish to be inspired. Number one, what is the easy way? What I mean by that is, what is the easy way to live? Isn't there a handbook to this life? Right? We're like, we're born, we like come in. Isn't there a handbook? Right? You buy a car, it comes with a handbook. You buy an electric scooter, it comes with a handbook. You buy anything. Most things come with a handbook. Why doesn't life? Well, here's your handbook. What is the easiest way? Be playful and use the power of the vortex. What we've been talking about. Being in the now. Taking that moment. Stop. Stopping your thoughts. I don't care what work has. I don't care what school has. I don't care what this. I don't care. None of it matters. All that matters is me in this moment now. Because that is all that is existing. Me in this moment now. Appreciation. Thank you, creation, for everything in my reality. But truly mean it. Truly, truly mean it. And thank you for showing me how things are changing in my vibration, in my favor, in my vibrational favor. Thank you for showing me. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to open up and change my state of mind. Thank you for the opportunity for allowing me a new perspective of how you operate in my relationship with you, right? Because you're talking to yourself. It's all you. We're all one, right? There's no difference between the universe and you, you and the universe. You're just an expression of the whole. It's okay. It's okay. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of. Believe in yourself. So what's the easy way? Be playful. Use the power of the vortex. Be in the now. When you're in that now mode, when you feel that blissfulness, when you feel that alignment, and trust me, you'll feel it. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a whole new feeling. You feel like you're in a cloud. You feel like everything's fine. You're creating. You're creating this bliss constantly surrounding you. You are well-being. Think positive thoughts. Think what you want. Okay, I'm going to place this in my reality. Because in the vortex, I can place things in my reality. Not specifics. Not at this day, at this time, I will have this. No. That's messing with, you know, those thoughts are messing with how the universe is going to unfold it for you. General ideas. I would like my financial situation to change in an upward scale. Very general. I would like a new person to enter my life on a higher vibration. Very general. You're not saying when, you're not saying where, you're not saying how, you're not saying who, you're not saying what. You're just saying, you're putting in creation, in your vortex, this is what I want. Thank you. Believe, know that you deserve it, right? Know that you were born with the right to success. You were born with the right to gratefulness. You were born with the right to accept and receive and experience anything you wish. You were born with the right. Right? It's so funny because people don't believe that they're born. They're born. You have a birthright to pursue your excitements. Anything else outside of that is not why. Well, it's why you're here, of course. It's your path, learning more, knowing more about who you really are to come back to the source. But that's not in full alignment. That's not in full alignment. Thinking that you have to work to just... You have to do something that you don't like to make money. It's so dense. You were born with a birthright for fluidness, for anything that you want. Okay, so what's the easy way? Be playful. Use the power of the vortex. What's the easy way to use the power of the vortex? Be general and positive. Not specific. Be general and positive. Not specific. I love this moment. I love my vortex. I love this air that I'm breathing. I love the knowledge that this tree has. I love the feeling of this tree. I love the feeling of this bush. Look at the veins in this plant. Now, where am I? Where am I in conjunction to this? Well, I am in a perfect, perfect spot in space-time. I am exactly where I am meant to be. My future is in my hands. Now, what do I want? I would like an increase in financial stability. I would like a new person with a higher vibration into my life. I would like a more easy way of creation showing me and flowing to me the things that I am creating for the betterment of myself and my world. A better flow, a nicer, easier flow. I don't want any, no, not I don't want, that's another one. See, I go there too. What's another way? Talk only about what you want. Don't talk about, I don't want this. Because when you say, I don't want, that's still putting, that's enforcing something that you don't want. That's enforcing, that's bringing the vibration into the ability to create. I don't want, and then you start thinking about it. Well, why would you even think about it if you don't want it? If you don't want it, you don't even talk about it. If you don't want it, you don't talk about how you don't want it because you don't have it. So it's gone. So why are you even talking about it? Stop talking about it. Stop thinking about it. Stop feeding it energy. I don't want what? No. What do you want, right? And it's okay. I'm just talking about when you're creating things, when you're creating things in your reality, when you're focusing on really placing things in your reality. It's okay to find out what you don't want, because knowing more of what you don't want gets you closer to more of what you want. But once you figured out what it is that you don't, once you have figured out what it is that you want, don't get caught up in talking about what you don't want. This is the next point. Do you believe in the content of your vortex? Do you believe that the things that you wish to create are already in your vortex? Do you believe in the content of your vortex? Do you believe that your vortex has supplied and is supplying and contains everything in it that you've ever wanted, needed, and desired? And that it's all just a matter of time until I, as a sentient individual, make the conscious choice in my fundamental being that I do deserve this. That's content of my vortex. Once I say I deserve it, once I allow it, once I accept it, once I know it's for me, it is in me, it is in my reality, it is in me, bam, vortex will hand it to me. No problem. Believing in the content of your vortex. What do I need to do? Now here is one step deeper, folks. What do I need to do to prepare myself vibrationally to receive what's in my vortex? Wow. Now think about that. What do I need to do to prepare myself vibrationally for what's in my vortex? That's kind of what I was just talking about. The idea of asking yourself, okay, here's what I'm focusing on creating in my reality. This is in my vortex. This new career is in my vortex, right? I'm using this as an example. This new money is in my vortex. Now, what is holding me back from this being here right now, right? Because if I were ready vibrationally, it would already be manifested in my reality. If I were ready for this increase of money, you always say, well, I'm ready for it. Well, no, you're not, because if you were, it'd be here. Well, ask yourself, what is holding me back? What thoughts? And get really deep within yourself. Get really defined. Don't be afraid to come to terms with some things within yourself that you've been suppressing for a while. Right? That's another reason why we have beliefs. Because we don't even think about the things that we've been suppressing, right? There's a lot of beliefs that we can hold that actually just secure us from what the real truth is. Oh, I believe that. Oh, no, I believe that, right? What do you really believe? What really is holding you back? For example, like an ego thing, you know, oh, I don't believe that, you know, no, I am, you know, I am rich. I am wealthy. If I just keep telling myself that, it will come. I am rich. Well, that actually, you saying that might just be an instability within your vibrations to where you need to constantly reinforce yourself so many times that you are wealthy, you are wealthy, you are, that every time you're saying it, you may be saying something positive. But vibrationally, when you're saying it, the only thing that's registering in your consciousness is how the opposite is still occurring. So really dig deep within yourself. Really ask yourself, what is holding me back vibrationally from accepting what's already in my vortex? That's all we're talking about, guys. That's all we're talking about. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lovers and friends of this collective planet that we are sharing. Well, I love you unconditionally. I so hope that you understand what I'm saying. This resonates. This raises a vibration. I love you always, unconditionally, sending you from my heart to yours, happiness, joy, laughter, love, light. Feel free to email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Always sending a positive vibration out into the universe and creating only the realities, the brightest of lights, and the sparkly of biophoton emissions. I love you guys. See you next week. And biggest mammals, pray for the whales and the wells and the well health of Mother Earth's true wealth. So water yourself, 'cause water is self.